Hello again. Please tell me about your grandparents, is a request I often ask couples with whom I'm helping to prepare for marriage. At these meetings, I explain to the engaged couple that their grandparents are the ones who raised their parents. As one trained in counseling psychology, I also say to them that every marriage represents a blending of family systems, that is, a family's cultural mores and religious value. So I say to them that it is important that as soon-to-be husband and wife, potentially future parents, that they need to know the strengths and weaknesses, the blessings and the wounds of their families of origins. Over the course of many years in preparing couples for marriage, I find that these requests and the approach serve to lead into important concerns and discussions. And in our discussions, I also express what I mean when I say to them, I don't do weddings, I do marriages. Today, folks, is the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary, and hence the grandparents of Jesus. While there is nothing in the Bible about Mary's parents or how she grew up, there is the church's oral tradition that Joachim was a devout man who sought solace in the wilderness, where he fervently prayed for a child. Meanwhile, Anne, a woman of profound piety, devoted herself to prayer and good works, finding comfort in her trust in God's plans. Theirs was not a journey without challenges. According to the tradition, they faced criticism and ridicule from others who cannot understand the depth of their faith and dedication to God. Yet, even in the face of adversity, Joachim and Anne continue to put their faith in God's timing and purpose. Their childlessness was not a punishment, as some believed, but a means through which God's greater plan would be revealed. And so it was that in their old age, an angel appeared to both Joachim and Anne, announcing that they would conceive a child. The miraculous, immaculate conception and birth of their daughter, whom they named Mary, was a testament to Anne and Joachim's unwavering trust in divine providence. Of course, the pregnancy of St. Anne in her old age reminds us of St. Elizabeth's pregnancy at an advanced age. And so she gave birth to John the Baptist. One wonders how at the visitation, Mary and Elizabeth would have shared and compared the similarities of such pregnancies. Moreover, as Jewish women, they would have also shared how their ancestor in faith, Sarah, the spouse of Abraham, also conceived in her old age and gave birth to Isaac. Today's gospel, with the story of good and bad soil, as an additional invitation to consider the family system of Jesus. Jesus was born and blessed in the rich soil of his mother's family. And while we know little in fact, we can surmise that Mary must have been born and developed from a soil of Judaism's heroic and historic stories of faith. Let's imagine how Mary learned about Judaism from Joachim and Anne, and perhaps even from her grandparents, and how she told her son Jesus. More specifically, we might ask, how might Mary had a sense from her parents of the special nature of her roles and responsibilities, and how she may have conveyed them, these responsibilities and special graces, to her son and their grandson. After all, our faith invites us to have a sense of awe and wonder how Mary was conceived without sin. Certainly, the soil of Mary's soul was seeded by the faith-filled Jewish family system bestowed on her parents, Anne and Joachim. Attached to this homily link is a link to the website titled The Love and Faith of the Grandparents of Jesus, St. Anne and Joachim. It is a shrine located at the National Shrine. Folks, I suspect that many of you listening to this homily enjoy the graces of being a grandparent. You may also enjoy warm memories of your own grandparents. Because my parents were Irish immigrants, my siblings and I never really knew our parents' parents. Sadly, once my parents left their homeland, they were not able to return for many years. By the time I was old enough to travel, my paternal grandparents, Pat and Ann Gillespie, were deceased, as was my maternal grandfather, John Cullen. I did meet my mother's mother, Bridget Cullen, but not until Granny was well into her 90s. On the other hand, my three sisters are grandparents, and so I am blessed to live an avuncular role to 11 nieces and nephews, to 17 grandnieces and nephews, and as of last March, to a set of great-grandnieces. Yes, folks, 30 in all. My parents have been the generators of a genuine Irish clan. Recently, Pope Francis commemorated the third annual Sunday honoring grandparents and the elderly. The Holy Father said he instituted the World Day of Grandparents and the Elderly because, quote, grandparents are often forgotten, and we forget this wealth of preserving roots and passing on, unquote. What the elderly have received, he moreover emphasized the importance of grandparents and grandchildren getting to know one another because, quote, as the prophet Joel says, grandparents seeing their grandchildren dreams, while young people drawing strength from their grandparents will go forward and prophesize, unquote. In another context, the pontiff remarked, quote, how important grandparents are for family and life, for passing on the human and religious heritage, which is so essential for each and every society. How important it is to have intergenerational exchanges and dialogue, especially within the context of the family. He goes on to quote the Aparecida document from South America, which states, quote, children and elderly build the future of peoples. Children because they lead history forward. The elderly because they transmit the experience and wisdom of their lives. This relationship and this dialogue between generations is a treasure to be preserved and strengthened. This theme is particularly well suited to the upcoming World Youth Day in Lisbon from 1 to 6 this coming August. And the motto is, Mary rose and went with haste, drawn from this same passage of Luke's gospel as the visitation. Now, Pope Francis has linked the two events this year to relaunch his call for a renewed encounter between young and old and for intergenerational solidarity. This intergenerational dimension was highlighted at the end of the Mass celebrated this past Sunday in St. Peter's Basilica by five elderly people representing the five continents, symbolically handing over the World Youth Day's Pilgrim's Cross to five young people leaving for Lisbon to signify the transmission of the faith from generation to generation. Yes, folks, while we do not know much about Saints Anne and Joachim, the grandparents of Jesus, we do know much about their grandson, and we credit their wonderful daughter for making their grandson's incarnation possible. And when you think of it, friends, if it were not for our respective grandparents, you and I would not have been possible.